All right, Justin Tomlin here from Statesville, Carolina. It is 7:09 a.m., pretty late this morning, but I want to talk to you about three systems coming up and then a little bit of long-term and some changes and adjustments I've kind of made to my forecast after later thinking, okay? Let me go ahead and talk about tonight and tomorrow, okay? I think maybe what we're going to see from tonight is, because we see anything showers, but it could be mixed with snow at times and eventually, now it'll largely be any type. Now, places like people, looking at the water, that precip is all the way up at it. And I mean, it's fizzling out because they even try after a lot, but who knows? Yay for you. I'd have more flurries or sprinkles and more issues at the east state, because that's what always happens. Rings out, sure, and the east part of the state gets it, and we don't. I wouldn't be surprised to hear them say a dusting or an inch, maybe even. And let's see. Then we go to next week's storm. Today is Wednesday. System's going to either hit somewhere between Sunday and Tuesday. We're going into a pattern that is very likely for them to occur. Okay, so I don't think this is going to go poof in the modeling. I think this is going to happen. I think we're going to see some type of wintry weather around the region next week. The track it takes depends on how much and what type. Okay, right now I'm leaning towards a Miller A. Okay, shift from yesterday, because yesterday some of the models, or two of them actually, I think, we want a Miller B. And so I was like, well, maybe that's right, and maybe my I scenario might work out. But I don't think that's the case anymore, really. We'll have to see, okay? But the European, go ahead and break it down model by model for you. The European, I think, is the correct one. It lays down about 4 inches of snow, and it has the precip, if I'm not mistaken, the European by Monday at 1 a.m., okay? And then it has it through Monday at 7 p.m., and then it's over, okay? Now, the Canadian is like the perfect route for snow in North Carolina. I mean, thing lays down 6 to 10 inches, and it's just the perfect scenario. Could it verify? I don't know. I trust the Euro more than any of them really right now, and we're getting into the time range where I can start trusting the others, but we're just gonna have to see. But the Canadian did lay down 6 to 10 inches, so that's interesting to note, okay? And then the GFS, I don't agree with this at all with what it's done with the system. What it does to the system is it suppresses it way down. Like, I think I was reading on somebody's blog to Cuba, but I didn't really see that. But let me see if I can pull it up. It just kind of fizzles it out and tracks it too far south. Okay. Now, however, the GFS does bring in, I think, I didn't really look at the specifics on this one, but it looks like a clipper. And then, no, that may be a Miller B setup for two. Is what the GFS is showing, and that would lay down 3, 2, 3, 4 inches of snow on Tuesday, which I'm fine with that. But I think it does suppress the system too far south. Now, the Japanese model, I used to use this in my videos, but I've kind of not used it in the past, still shows it cutting up through the Great Lakes. Now, I'm not exactly sure if Bing went along with the GFS yesterday, and it's not right. I really don't think the case with this system anymore. I really don't. But my thought is that it's going to move in somewhere around Sunday night, give us some snow. Maybe if we can get the temperature warm enough, switch over to rain during the part of the day on Monday. But temperatures are looking, it depends on the track it takes, okay? But 30s for highs Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday, I think. Sunday, we could bump up to the low 40s. And then the big cold that I was talking about, I'm not so sure about that as of now. Now I'm saying that for next week. It's going to be cold. It's not going to be it's not going to be 20s for highs or anything, though, I don't think. The big cold is actually going to come down through the central part of the country, and then we're going to get the cold the next week, I think. I would say teens for now instead of single digits. I wouldn't go as extreme with the cold yet. But we are going to get cold, and we're going to, but see, with the relaxation of cold, that means that more snow chances. We've got 6 snow chances up until the 22nd. Okay, 6 chances of snow. And so we've got an active pattern that I'm very excited about, that I think we are going to see quite a bit of snow. And honestly, this year has the potential to be worse than last year, or better if you like snow. All right, that's it for today. God bless you, and thank you for watching.